We don't think the market should expect all that much in the way of volatility on this Monday. We're into the less active summer months, and we're also going to be without a U.S. market presence on account of the July 4th long holiday weekend. At the moment, the story is one about the reaction to this latest U.S. jobs report, a reaction that has left investors feeling good about all things Goldilocks. That is to say, everything is running just right to keep the Fed from making any unwanted, premature adjustments to monetary policy. The feeling from the market is that the jobs report data just wasn't good enough to qualify as substantial further progress, and therefore fresh record highs in U.S. equities and renewed downside pressure on the buck as those yield differentials move back out of the dollar's favor. Interestingly enough, the market reaction to the jobs report has completely overshadowed what had been some major concern in the previous week about the uptick in the coronavirus around the globe that had resulted in many new restrictive measures being imposed. We'll just have to wait and see if this continues to be a headache for the global economy and if this theme once again works back into inspire profit-taking on overextended stocks and a flight to safety bid into the buck. As far as today's calendar goes, key standouts come in the form of services and composite PMIs out of Germany, the Eurozone, and UK, a speech from ECB Lagarde, and the Bank of Canada Business Outlook Survey. And again, remember, U.S. markets are closed for the 4th of July long holiday weekend. That's all for now.